Here's Dr. Gene Getz to share today's Bible principle, an enduring truth you can live by.
Most people who know anything about the Bible will agree that the Apostle Paul was the greatest missionary who ever lived. But what makes his story so miraculous and encouraging is God's grace in his life. You see, by his own confession, he was a violent man. He approved of the first Christian martyr's death, a godly man named Stephen, and he went on to persecute more Christians. And when he stood before King Agrippa, years later, he publicly confessed that he had put many believers in prison, and when they were being put to death, he cast his vote against them. But his life was dramatically changed one day on the road leading to Damascus. He was on his way to capture Christians in the Syrian city and to bring them back to Jerusalem to be incarcerated. But as he neared Damascus, he encountered the Lord Jesus Christ, who spoke from heaven and said, "Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?" At that moment, Saul the persecutor and murderer was born again by the Lord's Spirit. He went on to indeed become the greatest missionary who ever lived. Let's thank God for his marvelous grace. Paul never forgot God's mercy when he wrote, "I give thanks to Christ Jesus our Lord, who has strengthened me, appointing me to the ministry, even though I was formerly a blasphemer, a persecutor, and an arrogant man. But I received mercy, and the grace of our Lord overflowed along with the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus." This saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance. Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, and I am the worst of them, but I received mercy.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.